Parshas Shmos starts with the Golus Mitzrayim. That's the teichon of the Parsha, and the teichon is safer is the Golus Mitzrayim and the Gulus Mitzrayim and so on. The tam why there was the Golus Mitzrayim and why there was and how come Klai Yisrael deserved it and so on. That is something that we don't. There are a lot of reasons given for it. Lemaisa, the Torah starts without a reason. Brisbane Absorim is just. Mitzad the Torah Shebeksav, there's no reason for it. Just it doesn't seem any rhyme or reason. Chazal it let us in on some of the reasons. The Rebitzok Maltzen, he's one of the Balamusa, has in his Haggadah and Siach Yitzchak. He brings the five shitas, four or five shitas in Rishonim, and Rishonim and Kubalim, and basically it boils down to either to get rid of the Rishonim Klal Yisrael, or to bring in the Erev, the Mitzrim, the Nitzutzos of Kedusha into Klal Yisrael, or it's for a specific Avera, or it's a Ta'elos for Klal Yisrael. The avoda was needed, the shibud and avoda were needed to prepare the matan Torah. Those are all different types of mahalchim, but mitzad the pasuk there is really no clear mahalach. I'd want to try to deher. Obviously, it has many mahalchim, all of them are true, many facets, and try to understand a little bit how they function together. In other words, it's not the derech of a bardas, not the derech of chochma, when you have a lot of reasons that it doesn't come together as any one picture. It's just this reason, that reason, other reason, a tziruf of timim that doesn't really build itself into an entity. It's not the derech of chochma. Certainly something like Golus Mitzrayim, so it had many, many reasons, many inyanim, but still one would like to see an overall picture that puts it together a little bit. There's a maimon that Zoya brought down as Sfarim, which is kind of one of his mamorim that is really mafli very much. It's something which really makes you wonder what it's about. It says, Vayimore Eschayim Bavoyde Kasha, the Zoya Kaddish is actually in Bamidba. It says, Vayimoru. Eschayim avoyde kasha, zukushya. Avoyde kasha is kashis. Bechoyme, do kal vechoyme. Belevenim, do libun halacha. O bechol avoyde besode, do braise. Es kal avoydos, es odem meforech, do teiku. So, the Zohar Kodesh lists five things in the pasuk, and each one of them he ascribes some sort of inyan in Torah. Averos chem avoyde kosh is a kushya. The chaymer, mortar is kal v'chaymer. Levenim is libun halacha. Chol avoyde besod is braisa. How do you get from soda to braisa? The answer is because Aramaic, a field is called braisa. So, That's avoyde besode. As kolav v'dozram ferach teiku, that's a teiku, how it got there. It's one of these inyanim that, is it like just a remez? It's quite a weak remez. Some of it is a play on words, okay? And kosher kusher, choyme, kalva choyme. But it's kolav v'dozram ferach do teiku. What are we talking about? The Pashta Pshat, at least just kind of, is that it was some sort of achana for Melus Petera. There's some sort of process in terms of Torah, which requires avoid and yegia. So it's like that. But what's the tzustal to avoid Mitzrayim? Avdus Mitzrayim was bad. It was wrong. It was Rasha. Amelus Petera, we understand, as being a Dava Toiv Moed. And so on. Try a little bit to get some Havana and Tfisa in what's the remis to? What exactly is it being meramis? It's something that is a it didn't play a game. It's there's something. There's the varma in Rosh Hashanah. Even in Nigla, even in our Arkenu, we have to get some sort of handle on it that gives us a teichin that's worthy of it, rather than just words playing on the words this way, that way, and so on. So let's try to understand a little bit the big picture. The Zohar Kodesh is speaking about Talmud Torah. I want to understand what Talmud let's start with the first one where he says Zukushia. Avodah Kasha Zukushia. There's a Reb Chaim that said over in different ways, more or less, it goes as follows. How, with what right do we have to ask kashas? The key to Gemara, to Torah Shebal Peh, is a kasha. It starts with a kasha. That in other words, me'emasai. There's some sort of you don't start. Torah Shebal Peh starts with a kasha on Torah Shebiksav. So with what right do we ask kashas on the Torah? That's the way he was asked, one way or another. Different discourse, but more or less that. And his answer is that a kasha itself is gufei Torah. That was his answer. Let's understand what he meant over here. Just like Avodas Adam is not a stira to our Kaddish Baruch Hu's perfecting the Bria. The famous Chazal, the Machlokes of Akiva and Tzruf, is about whether or not a person is whether a person is perfecting a Kaddish Baruch Hu's Maisim, is that a chutzpah or not. Our understanding is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the world, he gave the world a Shemayim Shemayim Hashem V'Otzos Me'Odom. So B'Neila, wherever there's Avodas Adam, that's meant to be, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu stelled avek the world, that the Ashlom of the Bria would be through Avodas Adam Dafke. The same way over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stelled avek Torah, that the Shlemus of Torah would be through Adam, and the key for that shleimus would be a kushida, would be a kasha. That's the place where Torah Shebal Peh joins it, is dafka through a kasha. Now, let's understand what exactly are the possibilities that we have in order to deal with Torah. In other words, now that we're given the key, now is it true that before Chet Adam, just like the world did not need work, and there was a certain ease, but it still says that there was a la'avdo l'shamra, so too after the Chet, it became exacerbated, and there was koitz and dardar, so maybe in Torah there was also these madregas. But there's no escaping the fact that the La'avdo L'shamra is part and that La'avdo L'shamra is part and parcel of the Torah. That is some darga. It could be that there was other inyanim that crept in that were not, had we not been chayte, we would not have gotten. We wouldn't have to work so hard to get out those issues, but at the end of the day, it's something that has to. At the end of the day, it's something that has to be done, no matter what, in order to weed out problems in Torah. Like certain things crept into Torah that are mistakes, ta'usim. In other words, let's say, let's give an example. If somebody's learning Gemara, so the shakta b'tayr of logic is one thing. But if there's a mistake in the girsa, or there's some sort of printer's mistake, then that certainly is not something that should have been in the chatchila. That's now mistama, the death darga of problem wouldn't be there if there wouldn't have been a chet. In other words, chet brought in kilkulim that are not mischayev mitzad the etzim tzuras advar. But right now there is such an inyan of an expanded avoda. What are, if we ask ourselves in the big picture, what are the different elements that is given over to avodas Adam? So there are three inyanim. One inyan is that we can expand Torah from within. That if it says something within, that in other words, if the Torah says something in case X, included in that is that it should apply to Y and to Z as well. It's already there. It's just kind of folded into it. So if something, that midah is called kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer means that if something is included in A, it certainly is included in B, and certainly in C. It's when I'm dana mamatzinu, that I mean an analogy. An analogy means they're similar. It's not one within the other. It's just like A, so B. That's very different. Kal v'chomer is something which in A is included b'chlal mosayimana. If something is true of all lavim, it certainly is true of all krisos. And that's something that is, it wasn't noticed. The Torah didn't say it by Y and Z, but X contains Y and Z as well. So there's an expansion. In halacha, there's a big difference. In halacha, a kal v'chomer, for sure, a person can be dan mi'atzmai. Gzeiras shava, for sure, not. Other midas, there's machlokes v'shoinim, Rashi holds that only a kal v'chomer can do mi'atzmai. Taisis is not like that. But al kaponim, that a kal v'chomer person can be done mitzad atzmai. And it says in other places, a kal v'chomer is sort of the root of all svaris. Wherever you say a svara in Torah, that doesn't fit the Yud-Gimel Midas. We don't, today we can't dash the Yud-Gimel Midas, but we can use svara. And it means that it really is inherent in the original. That's the musik of svara, and that's locked in kal v'chomer. So the first oifen is where I need to bring, where I expand Torah from within. That's one mahalach. A second mahalach in Torah is the birur, in other words, the difference between chemer and levenim is, the mortar is something which is a continuous mass. It's basically material that is continuous, and what it does is it makes the wall into a bigger wall, a still bigger wall. The mohus of chemer is expansion. It adds another brick to it, holds it in place, and in a certain sense, it expands the original. A levena, a brick, is an extremely precisely defined element. They were made in the most primitive ways. The mile of levena over Evan is that avonim, you have to chip and shape, and kula haivulai. Levenim, bricks, are made in a mold. That's how you make bricks. And when you lay the bricks, they have to be laid with extreme precision. The famous Gemara with Shammai that he had Amas Abinyan was for laying the bricks. The levena is a process where you carefully define each one. When a person has a kasha within Torah, or a person wants to shtel tzu a halacha, and he says, well, it says this and this, so the process of libun is carefully defining the tchumim of each halacha. When Reb Chaim Brisker comes up with two dinim, he's not marbet Torah, he's not adding more halachas, he's dividing the halacha. He's saying this din, which seems to you a generic halacha about get, it's, we need to understand that the get contains itself a brick of shtar and a brick of gerishin. And you can't, and you have to be very clear, any halacha, are you putting it, is it part of this, or is it part of this? And that will make all the difference to you. In defining and giving an exact surah to each one, that libun halacha is creating gedarim, and it is enlightening us from confusion by clearly defining each element and the place for each element. So the first one is to bring out what's latent in halacha but hasn't been stated apparently. It hasn't come to the open. The second one is almost the exact opposite. It's defining and placing with precision each piece exactly where it belongs. There's one more inyan, and that is you find in Chazal that you find what Rabbanan can add to the Torah with takanis. You find Nagata Tetzeva Emtsa Dugmason in this type of tzemach, that type of tzemach. There are elements that are on the outside that need to be brought in. In other words, it's things that fell by the wayside one way or another. So takanas chachamim, either there was roya to be, or we added it. There's halachas shachum v'chazrum v'yastum. They should have been part of Torah, but they fell out. There's certain Yom that says that if it wouldn't be Nivra, it was Royer, that they should be Nivra. It says Ramat Be'e Yoitze, in the Meis Nishkach. There's certain Lashonis, in other words, whether this is Mitzad the Kilkul, and this is Mitzad what happened because of the Chait that we lost. But there's a Yonim that fell out and got lost, and part of the process is to bring it back. That Musig is called is Braisa. Let's explain what that is. The Mishnayos that Rabbeinu HaKadosh saw as being totally right and lahalacha and or needed for halacha, whatever it is, Rabbeinu HaKadosh made a tremendous sifting process, and he put together Mishnayos that are kavanoki. This is pure Torah, and even when there's machlokes in there. It's these are the building blocks of Torah Shebaal Peh. His work was incomplete in that there's another chela called Braisa, which means the outside ones, the ones they left out and didn't include. They don't have the kavanoki that Mishnayos have, and that's why if there's an outright steer of Mishnayos and a Braisa, and Allah is of course like the Mishnah. But within the Braisa, we have material that when applied to the Mishnah, can elucidate the Mishnah. Sometimes it's a case that the Mishnah doesn't include. Sometimes it's a raya who the Mishnah is going like. I mean, the pilpul of the Gemara, most of the time, it really is built around Braises. And the kashas of a Mishnah on a Mishnah are less frequent than the problems of a Braisa versus a Mishnah or the Raya from a Braisa. Braises were more frequent, almost by definition. They were the larger amount. And the Braises enable us, we can take out the grain of Emes in the Braisa, I don't say Emes Chasrom, I mean the grain of Halacha that we can add to the Mishnayos through our Amul and Yegiyah. Again, like Leket Shikham Peya. We can take things that have been left out in the field and bring them in. And that is the process of of Braisa that is in the Chelek HaTorah, that's called Braisa. We think of Braisa as it's sort of not another Chelek of Torah. It's the Mishnayos that didn't make it. Okay. You know, it's sort of, these are accurate Mishnahs, and these are Mishnahs that Rabbein HaKadosh didn't include, and Reb Chiya included, and so on. Chazal Dashen, you know, Shishayim Res Melochim, and Shmoinim Palakshim, this is Mishnah, this is Braisa. Braisa is a Chelek of Torah. There's a Chelek of Torah that is sort of exact and pure, and that's Mishnah. There's a Chelek of Torah that is an Avoida of Omel HaTorah to bring back those nekudas that are shayach to it. You find an extraordinary vikuach of Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. It's something that sort of, it's one of the things you don't pay attention to. It's more in tainus. Machlok is Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, long story, they both of them were very poor. They decided to go and to do business. Rabbi Yochanan heard a koil and he came back to Beis Medrash. Ilfa continued on to business. And then when Ilfa came back, Rabbi Yochanan was the head of Chachamim, and he had certain chlisha das. It says he went up on a mast of a ship, and he said, "If someone can bring me a brisa that I won't find a remes in the Mishnah to it, then I will, you know, jump off." So someone brought him a brisa, and he showed how the Mishnah's meramis to it. Of all the things, why didn't he ask? Why didn't he ask to be tested on all Mishnayos, on all of Shas? Well, he particularly picked something. Some sort of particular nekuda that he was aiming for, and the nekuda obviously is that every brisa, even though it's outside, it's be'etzim subsumed in a Mishnah. That's the nekuda that he was driving at. So the chelik, the third chelik of Torah is to bring that which is that those nekudas are from outside in. There's one more chelik of Torah, and that's called teiku. And for us, that's very hard to understand what that chelik of Torah is. Teiku is what you don't know. L'chor, it's not a chelik of Torah. The word teiku is. The word teiku comes from Pasha teikoi, or, you know, like stalemate. The kind of, this is where we have to stand. There's no place there. We can't go further. In Torah, it says, L'mashal. It says, Moshe, it says the Chazal Maral brings that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Luchas to Moshe Rabbeinu, there was two tfachim in Moshe's hands, Kaviyochel two tfachim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, and two tfachim in the middle. And Maral explains, you know, it's built on the halacha, noitat mokum shiel de magas. There's a chelik that's in his hand. There's a chelik that's kaviyoch v'akadosh baruch hu. And there's a chelik in the middle that it's, they're both mishamish together. The part of Torah, because Torah is Torah Hashem, and Torah is something which. It's something that's given to Shulton Ha'adam, but within Torah are included markers that tell you that this is the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chelek starts. L'mashal, like Yavin Chagiga, a human being can be Chayke and Deirish on Dvarim Neiroim, on Dvarim Neiroim Shalaylam. It says that we in the din la said lavoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask Bni, you know, since you learned, tell me a little bit about my merkava, you know, what's here, what's there. A person can be oimid on dvarim neiroim. Yet there's a mission that says that to ask melefonim mala ocher mala mala malamata, the person is wrong. It shows that he's not chasal kvayt koinoi. It's something that is very bad. The pshat is, no matter how big and broad the mohus of Torah is, mitzad us, and how far we can go, there's also a clear gvul in where I can't go past. I find halacha l'mashal. Well, it's something to puzzle about when you learn. Shas is huge, and 99% of things we learn from psukim, and we darshin, and we bring, and we ask, and we answer, and so on. Every so often, the Gemara says this halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So I think the Rambam's cheshbon is 15 halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. I don't remember different cheshbonis of it. It's a handful, two handfuls, three handfuls of halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Like, what's the pshat? Everything we have a remez and a pasuk, and we darsh and this and that. Why would these dozen thrown in as halacha l'moshe m'Sinai? What for? I mean, it doesn't. The answer is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is a chelik of Torah, because the boundary, the gvul, is a chelik of Torah itself. Just like Torah contains the chelik of Adam that Adam is supposed to do, the awareness, and there are many halacha l'moshe m'Sinai are not given to kal v'chomer. There are other areas not given to kal v'chomer. But so you say halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, okay, good, halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. But a kal v'chomer shebichal, I don't know from a pasuk. And there are different in yonim, ein so that there's reasons for that. But the teretz is Torah, to be teretz Hashem includes the chalokim that are not nitnishes Adam. This is, it's a getter of the choik in Torah, is the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. The teiku means that human intelligence has taken this shaila to its limits and has not discovered an answer. And that's why, and that itself is a chelik of Torah. It's a chelik of Torah that to understand up to where my seichel went, and from here onwards, a mukbal. Just like Hagbalah is the achana for Matan Torah, and there's the Hagbalah of the people, but there's Hagbalah, so Hagbalah, but then there's the Hagbalah of the Har, where up to this point I can go and further I can't go. The Torah includes in itself that Hagbalah, and in Torah Sheval Peh, that's Teiku. Teiku means there's no place here that Seichel can further bring any rise, not from inside, not from outside. This is the place where I stop, where I stand. So let's recap it a little bit as far as the Torah goes. I would like to offer the following pshat. Avoda Kasha, that he starts with, Zukushia, is the title, so to speak. It's the Hagdara, like it is in the Pasuk. It's the generic Hagdara of the Avoda that is, it is Kashus. That is, Avoda's Adam is defined generically as Kushia. It includes in itself four types of Inyanim. It includes in itself the koyach of expansion from within. It includes in itself the koyach of hagdara from within, where the inside is magdir, and by defining, there's an expression used in many sfarim. It's interesting. It's used in Chassidish sfarim a lot, and it's used in the Navardika actually. He calls his chalokim, his prokim on midas, he calls birure midas. The word birur. In other words, midos, when we deal with midas tovas and midas ros, the one of the most important avoidas is to be mevarer, A, what's the appropriate thing to do? Is this a place for firmness, or is this a place for flexibility? What am I doing here? Am I standing for principle, or am I too embarrassed to back down? Much in Avodah and Midas lies in imposing seichel, both in terms of what to do, and in terms of understanding your motivation and where you're coming from. That's why it's called Birurei Midas. It's a Melechas Beira. Yes, I reached out and helped a person. I did that. Now, Mitzad Hilchas Tzedakah, Mitzad Hilchas Chesed, that's fine. That's I've done my share. But how much of it was because I cared for the person? How much of it was because I was embarrassed to do differently? How much of it is because I would like him to repay me at some point? How much is because I don't have the firmness to say no, and I should have said no. Those are all, and everything, all those pu'ulas adam are always a mixture of different motivations. They're almost impossible. A person's middles are just straightforward. They're very complex. And the void of birur, of birurei midas, includes the taking apart and understanding the different elements that went into it. So, kushya is the general avoida. Kal Chomer says the expansion. Levenim is the defining, the crystallizing and defining different elements. In Torah, it's something that is. Is what we call today the word lumdus, where we clearly give categories and crystallize the elements of halacha. When a person teaches someone else to learn, and the first thing when somebody asks a shaila, that was our chinuch from when we were young. I remember we had a rebbe who was a poysek and a lamdin, and he would take a shaila, and he'd say, okay, before we go into what the tshuva is, you're talking about halacha tshuva, I want you to tell me what is the shaila. What are the elements? Analyze the elements of the shaila. That's a type work of levenim. That requires gedorim and amas hamidah. It's the very clear defining. There's the element of returning the halakim of Torah that were lost in Minyanim. The Rambam. The Rambam has in himself extraordinary three inyanim in the Sefer. One, he was malakit the entire Torah. He defined clearly each element of the halacha. And in Hilchas Kiddush Levana, he brings a huge section with complex that he writes. This I got from the Geisha astronomy books. We had it once and we lost it. And I brought it back to Torah that Torah shouldn't be missing anything. This is rightfully belongs back in Torah. And the Rambam's approach to those in Yonim that he took from the outside was that Be'etzim, this is Torah. It's Shachum and Kabbalah Semes Misha Amrei because and if it's Emes, it belongs here. That was it's going to be Mashna Binyan. That's the avoid of Braisa, where we bring in from the outside Klapa, the Mishnah, the Braises. That's avoid of Minasada. And finally, the most important element is, and this is also a limiting element, just like Levenim is a limiting element, this is a limiting element in the sense that there's a Gvul, and up to Torah can be expanded up to a certain point, and Teiku defines the limit of expansion. That's the understanding of the muscle of the Zayav, of what he's talking about. Understanding it klapi the Golus Mitzrayim, in the bigger picture, it means that when Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, all of those in Yanim were true in Yanim. Those in Yanim were Klal Yisrael needed to bring out Nekudas from within Klal Yisrael, and that was that Klal Yisrael Vayishetzu Vayirbu. The Klal Yisrael was Vakasha Yanoisam. The Klal Yisrael was Misrabe in a tremendous hafloga. So the Shivim gave birth to the 600,000. That's a pchina of Kal V'Chaima. That's a pchina of bringing out. How that process did it, but that's what happened. So that's an internal ribuy of Klal Yisrael. You had a tziruf and a libun of Klal Yisrael, of defining the mishpachas, defining the shvatim, weeding out those elements that were still in Klal Yisrael, didn't belong in Klal Yisrael, the rishoyim that stayed there, ben choshech, and so on. That was a clearly, they came out as shvatim and mishpachas, and the chesemus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's Klal Yisrael, pure Klal Yisrael. There was the inyan to be moisif in its tzitzis from the outside to bring them into Klal Yisrael. Even the Erev Rav had nekudas. The Erev Rav brought in issues because they weren't mevur and they weren't meluban. And then there's also a gzeira. In other words, if everything is said and done, the bris bein apsarim is given as a bris bein apsarim. It doesn't say why. Most every other time, there's a very clear, you know, Akash Baruch clearly states what, why, when, and how. Over here, he doesn't state so because this inyan of teiku, of not knowing, at the end of the day, it's a bris, and the Torah is not megala tam because it has to stand like that also. Dal mihok, all the time, the teiku also has to remain. That's sort of the tzushtel to this inyan over here. If you want to apply it to the Keneged Dalet Bonim Dibur Torah, it applies as well. The Chacham is someone who's Mevare Malabin. The Chacham asks Eides Chukim Mishpatim. That's the Chacham's shail over here. It's in other words, his job as a Chacham is to define each one. The Ene De Lishol is brought in from the outside. He didn't come on his own. He doesn't know what to ask. Tam would be the expansion from within. The Tam doesn't have the ability. He needs information. He's not being Mevar Malabin yet. He doesn't have it yet. And the Rasha is the Teiku part. It's the part where we're not getting any place. There's no answer that satisfies the Rasha. It just, you reach a certain impasse to the Rasha. Those are appropriately dashing also. I want to understand it, though. I want to take a look at it and a picture, not in Torah, like the Zohar speaks about, not in the Munachim of Klal Yisrael, in the big picture. I want to also understand it in Mitzad Adam. Adam la'amal yulat. A person is born to work. After the Chet, our work has been compounded, and we have a lot more to do. We have to weed out a lot of the issues and the problems. If we ask ourselves to try to give a sort of a big heading of what's a person doing, what's a person accomplishing a life of avodah? Let's move past the details because, and like the Ramchal says in his Akdam Der Hashem, a bardas has a problem when it's just a lot of details and he doesn't see the big picture of it. When you move back and you see the Seder of Devarim, the structure, what's happening in my life? That what am I accomplishing in my 120 years in the world? What are the things I'm supposed to do? One element is a person is born with potential, and bringing out minakoyach lapoyel is avodas adam. As a person is misegeah, just like if a person trains, what he's doing is he's bringing out the energy, the abilities that he had into actualization through the training. So one chelik of Torah, of Avoda, is that the person bring out the koiches that he has in himself. A second chelik is an inward focus, and that's a birur and a libun. And the birur and the libun, like we said, is what Musa, that's how Musa labeled Avoda, because after we do good things and nice things, we don't do averis, but the zachus hamaisa, the clarity of it, is not quite there. The understanding what we're doing, why we're doing, what are the gedarim, a Talmud Chacham is supposed to apply that to himself. He's supposed to apply his das and seichel to understand and crystallize his maisa. The Ramchal, after he finishes with his first two or three zeros and zrizos, basically, maybe Nikius, he then turns the focus not on mitzvahs and averis in bulk, but trying to purify each maisa. There are many components to what we do, and to understand it and to be able to dissect it appropriately and deal with each element, that's the next level of avoda. There are things a person needs to be mashlim himself. I don't have it within me, and I need to bring it in. Through many ways. If a person makes a yisachos vulan, he's not shaykh to learning, but he makes someone else. A person learns to do things that are betzim, not his nature, but he recognizes that he's chaser in this. That's a p'china of b'raisa, where a person brings in nekudas that didn't seem to be part of himself, even though the major focus of Avodas Adam is what Kaychis he does have, but every person needs to be mashlim himself. So a person who's naturally he's very cerebral into learning and thinking, emotion and davening doesn't come easy for him. He doesn't get a free pass on that. He has to work on it. It's not going to be his main avoda. He's not going to become about tefillah in the full sense of the word. That's not him. But he needs to have the amount that's minimal required. A person who's a tremendous bal regesh or a tremendous doer, but he's not. Sichlius is not his field. He needs to bring in a minimal amount of Talmud Torah to be mashlim himself. In many ways, that is the avodah of Bryce of bringing in from the outside in. And then there's the hardest part. That's the klolius sense of teiku. Those areas that a person tries and works, and it still doesn't go. The parts that, where a person feels that his avoda he progressed and he was able to be mashal himself, matoiv manoim. So it's hard, but we feel some satisfaction. The chelik that he calls avodas perich, it's so, you know, you take a look at the Zohar Kodesh, at first glance it sounds like some sort of, off-the-cuff gematria for a tish. If you take a look at it, he says, avodas perich is teiku. Don't you understand? Avodas perich says it's an avoda that has no tachlis. That's what avodas perich is la'alocha. If you tell a guy to schlep a sack of cement, that's not avodas perich. If you tell him to make a cup of tea, and you spill it out, that's avodas perich. To learn through a sugya, and to work on it for a week, and again to say, after looking at all the points and the kashas and back and forth, I have no achra, nothing, teiku. That's avodas perich. And avodas perich can break a person, but avodas perich can be mashlim the tmuna to what it is. The chalakim of avodas Hashem that we work so hard, and somehow we don't see or think of progress, that teaches you that there's a wall there. It's important in Torah that the great Goyen, whoever the greatest Goyen is, comes to Chalokim of Torah, the Amiroyim come to Chalok of Torah and they say, Teiku. Adkan. That defines it as Torah's Hashem. This belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Halacha Moshe Sinai. I looked at every passage in the Torah and every word, there's no remes, and b'meila there's no shlitas adam on it. And I can't do a kavachaymer on it, because there's no shlitas adam. This belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a chilka avodas adam. The places where a person thinks, feels, or lamita shadava failed, he accomplished that he recognized where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in the picture. That's the shlama. That's where avodas perich is taken. I even know the scratching even the surface of a chazal like this, it shows us the oimek of what chazal did. So al kapanim, the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the beginning of the parsha of developing Klal Yisrael at every level. It's the klolius of avoda. It will finish with the Mishkan of avoda. We what we saw is on every level there are four general inyanim that are shayach under the rubric of what we call avoda kasha. The first point was that the rubric itself is the key. In other words, kushya is the key to avoda. The problem is what starts avoda. Avoda defines itself either in the expansion of what's inside, or in the defining what's inside, or the being mashlim from the outside. And finally, even the chelik of where I've come up against, where I can't do avoda, is also part of avoda. For the person who's, let's take back to Mishneh Chagiga, for the person who's being misasik, In understanding Dvarim, I'm the Rumash Oilam, understanding where that Oilam finishes, and he has no more Drisus Regal, is part of that Chachma. And therefore, the ultimate, what we think of as Avodas Perich, what we think of as the place where we didn't succeed, that itself becomes the that itself becomes the understanding of where my two tefachim finish and where the two tefachim in the middle is gone, and those two tefachim are kul Hashem. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That itself is the real shleimus of Avodah Zarah. Shabbos.
Was Rebbe basically saying then the category of halacha?